Mark Motzinger is a social studies teacher at Carrier Mills High School. He's an award-winning teacher and is very passionate about history, and specifically, the history of his home, Southern Illinois.
There's, you know, tombstones. We did a thing 2 years ago on Civil War veteran tombstones in our school district, and they got all excited. They would come back over the weekend, tell me about a graveyard they'd found and, you know, that type of thing, or a general's house that was in Harrisburg, and how they all excited because they drove by and saw it. You know, it was stuff that they could relate to. The local stuff to kids that are rural kids in Southern Illinois, that's what means a lot. It's something they can actually see.
Mark's passion for teaching history and social studies is strong. In fact, in March of 2014, he was recognized statewide by the Illinois State Historical Society by being named the Olive Foster Outstanding Illinois History Teacher.
One of the things that I did that was probably made me a shoe-in, to be honest with you, for the award was I actually discovered a stone wall that had previously been unrecorded by archaeologists and the state, and the kids all knew the place where it was at. They just didn't know there was a wall there. So now the kids are constantly coming back in. Mr. Motzinger, you won't believe what I saw. You need to go up and look at it. It was over up on Tom Dick Hill. I was out rabbit hunting and I saw this. And, you know, and so that's the kind of thing now that's got them all excited.
In addition to exploring the woods for remnants of old homesteads, Mark also relies on good old-fashioned detective work, and he found one clue when he read an old yellow newspaper from the 1930s.
The way it was discovered, there is recorded 10 stone walls, and if you go to Giant City, they have a nice little sign there that shows the location, not the exact location, but the vicinity of where the 10 stone walls are. Well, there was some confusion about one of them, whether there were 11 or there was 10. One was called Cornish Bluff Stone Fort. The other was called Trigg Stone Fort. Well, we eventually find out that it's the same place, just with different names. And in the process, I was looking for trying to find if there was actually anything recorded about these walls and if there really was a Cornish stone fort. Well, in the process, I'm looking through some old newspapers from the 1930s called the
Carrier Mills newspapers?
Well, actually, it was the Ozark News.
Okay.
And wow. There was just a little brief mention of we visited the Great Rocks at the stone wall on Murray Bluff. And I'm sitting there, I'm thinking, there's no stone wall at Murray Bluff. I've been on Murray Bluff 100 times. I've never seen it. So I walk up there and I begin to look, and I found it.
No kidding.
And so I immediately got a hold of Dr. Butler from SIU, and he met me down here, and we drove out there, and he looked at it and walked around, and he turned and looked at me and said, "Mark, you found number 11. And it was a really, really good feeling.
These mysterious stone walls have been found in both Saline and Pope counties in Illinois. And I asked Mark, who built these?
Well, that is one of the reasons that my paper was called The Mysterious Stone Walls. I'm in the process of putting together a book with the help of a guy named Gillum Ferguson. And the book is called Mysterious Stone Walls. And what's one of the interesting things about it is nobody really knows for sure who built them. Now, archaeologists will tell you on some of the digs and some of the stuff that they've done there that when they find pottery shards and they can date the pottery shards back to a certain place, that is when they'll say, well, that's obviously when this place existed. You know, there's obvious problems with that, but at the same time, that's really the only way you can do it. Because a rock is a rock, and it's, you know, you can't really carbon date a rock. I mean, you could, but, you know, the rock may have been there for 1,000 years before the wall was there.
Exactly. Or if some rocks may have been there tens of thousands of years. I see what you say. Yeah, that was my first question is radiocarbon dating. We hear so much in the news about people doing radiocarbon dating of skeletons, but years and years ago. But again, in this case, radiocarbon dating isn't the right tool.
No, it's not. And about the only thing you can do is the archaeological survey and find the pottery shards. Well, by the pottery shards that they find, they date these walls to somewhere what is known as the late woodland time period, which is somewhere between about 400 AD and 800 AD. That would be before Cahokia, yes.
And so as we approach the start of another school year, award-winning teacher Mark Motzinger and his Carrier Mill students will continue to search and learn about the history of Southern Illinois. And as I left Carrier Mills that day, I thought about all the fascinating stories I heard from Mark inside that empty, very, very echoey classroom. And then it hit me. The irony of it, the echoes in that classroom were more than just the sound waves bouncing off an unoccupied room. They were the echoes of history. For WSIU Radio, I'm Kevin Boucher.